No one can call Ireland a conservative country now. This is the moment it became official. The counting complete, confirmation the Irish people had decisively voted to include same-sex marriages in their constitution. It came at the end of a long, emotional day. The square at Dublin Castle filled hours before with people who already knew their country had changed profoundly. The No campaign had conceded quickly, not long after the count started, because the earliest results pointed to a big voter turnout and a powerful call to treat gay couples equally under the law. So much happiness, so many tears. The building crowd was joyful as Ireland's voting constituencies declared their results one at a time, turning green, the colour for yes. Their warmth was strongest for the many and varied figures who'd led the Yes campaign under a banner of equality. Ireland's new heroes and icons, like entertainer Panty Bliss.
We have a lot of referenda in this country, but you know, when we pass some referendum to do with the bail laws or something, we don't have a party like this in Dublin Castle, you know, so this is special.
Every major political leader in this country supported the Yes campaign.
What does this result, what does all of this say about Ireland today?
There's the hidden Ireland, which is, you know, below the surface, good humour, good natured, full of crack, full of fun, loving, right? And then there's the more conservative elites who have governed us, and the hidden Ireland took charge.
By the time Ireland was almost entirely its most famous colour, but for one red patch, the crowd was ecstatic, the looming win overwhelming and beyond all expectation. The journey here wouldn't have been possible without this man. David Norris was Ireland's first gay activist and fought for decades to overturn homosexuality's criminal status.
The message from this small independent republic to the entire world is one of dignity and freedom and tolerance, liberté, fraternité, égalité. Thank you.
Not everyone here was gay, but many were, and now suddenly aware their country recognised their relationships equally. We first met Etain and Michelle earlier in the week.
You guys were talking about crying a lot
the other day. Yeah, we've done a lot of crying today. Go again. We're just so happy.
Yeah, it's a big day. It's a big day.
After 10 years together, Ireland has decided they can now marry. The much-feared hordes of shy no voters that might have blocked this turned out to be a myth, and Ireland proved its world-famous reluctance for embracing social change is now history. Phil Black, CNN, Dublin.